Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat on the social channels. The Packers do indeed hit the practice field again later today, starting to ramp up preparations for the NFC Championship game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to town. We'll get probably a better idea of where A.J. Dillon is health-wise, and not to mention Mason Crosby. I know we heard Aaron Rodgers mention talking to Crosby yesterday, but didn't really shed too much light into how that shoulder was doing. Was hoping Pat might follow up on that. But good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all. Good morning, New York Cheesehead. What's up, Francesco? How are you doing? It's a cold morning, no doubt. Hey, we got snow here. Wasn't ready for the snow. Didn't ask for the snow. I'm glad it's here. Good to see it. Rodgers legacy game. You got that right. Morning, Shane. How are you? Brandy, good morning. Go, you Packers, go. That's what I'm talking about. Tom, it's your grandfather's 80th birthday, the man who made you a Packers fan. We miss being able to spend time with him. Hoping COVID allows us to watch the Packers together again next year. I'm with you, man. 1,000% want to be able to see my folks again. I was talking on the radio earlier. One of the big things I really kind of missed this season, once I started covering the Packers full time, I was home for all the home games and I'd stay with my parents. And I really missed that this year, man. So I feel you. I totally feel you. He's worried you weren't going live. Lenny, I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you. Sometimes it may take a little longer than others, but I'm always here for always here. How'd the PFF spot go? It hasn't gone yet. I go today, a little after noon. I think it's live. Check the PFF Twitter. But yes, I will be recording with them noon today. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Don't overthink this. Block Devin White on runs. I'm going to pass that along. I'm going to pass that along to Coach. That's pretty good stuff there, Justin. Got to say I agree. Nags, I'll say it again. I was wrong about Gary. Daniel, we're all wrong about something. I was wrong about Jay Sternberger taking over this year. That didn't happen. Now, there were probably circumstances surrounding that, but hey, we all get stuff wrong. It's all good, man. Gary's balling out now, and that's all that matters. What's going on here? Ooh, we got drama. Right here in River City. Stu, football. Yes, exactly. Oh, Joey, you're right about that. Anybody who thinks Pettine is going to radically change his scheme, I got some rough news for you. Yep, I don't see much changing. Will Valdir be active for Sunday? Well, he's got to get off the COVID list first. One step at a time, man. We'll be on Gronk Sunday. I think it'll be a committee. I think we saw, last time around, he got lined up on some linebackers. He beat Adrian Amos for a touchdown. I got to think Amos will draw most of that assignment, but I think they'll kind of rotate depending on the coverage. Nagler, you don't know what you know. You think you know, but you don't know. Please ask why Diggs is higher rated than Adams. Who cares, man? Who cares where people rank somebody? You guys care way too much about that stuff. Sneaky feeling Jackson suits up this week. I guess it's possible, Robin. I just don't see it. I don't think they want to kind of push him out there playing only the perimeter. Then you're going to kick Jair inside, I guess, in that situation. It's not something they've done with any regularity, but maybe. You never know. Amar, what's up? Morning, buddy. I need a question to Rodgers about White's comments. I want a MJ personal quote. Also, we going up tempo on offense? I think we'll see a continuation of it. We saw a little bit of it against the Rams. As far as White's comments, I'm sure they will be asked. But seeing as I'm lucky if I get one question, I got my one question picked out already. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. I feel like a couple years ago, we were the janky old broke hobo Packers, and now we are the Miles Morales Packers. That's outstanding. I love that. I'm in complete agreement. It was funny because I posted that thing last night about how the Packers won like 13 games in 2 years, those last 2 years under McCarthy, and now they've won like 26 games in 2 years, whatever. And man, just putting that out there, I was like, those last couple years with McCarthy, that shit was rough, man. That was hard. That was like the death rattles. That was not a good time. We have to be better prepared for the blitz. Bulls brought the house 17 times last game. No question about it. Their pressure packages were a major problem. Now, I've talked a little bit about this already this week, but a big part of that is the Packers need to stick with the running game, keep ahead of the sticks. And then when they do throw the ball, A, use motion pre-snap, because that does help keep guys in line as far as taking steps and getting eyes to the quarterback. And if they are rushing, it kind of changes their lanes occasionally. But B, don't run these deep developing routes. A lot of the time last game, you saw a lot of guys 12, 15, even 20 yards down the field. It ain't going to work, man. Like maybe one dude, but they were running multiples, like way downfield. The crossers worked early. A lot of the shallow stuff worked early. Stick with that. And I know they were behind and they were trying to get back in the game, but man, that is not what how you want to attack this defense. But ultimately, it comes down to run the football. Stay ahead of the sticks. That is 1,000,000,000% what they need to do. Best play last week, JPP SWAT with 3.5 fingers. Legless. Oh, Big B's here. What's up, Big B? Big B is the GOAT. The GOAT! Amar, thank you for the super chat. Thanks for doing this, LOL. Would it be crazy for Coach to ask McVay what worked versus the Bucks, or it doesn't matter? Just want us to run it down their throats. I mean, I don't need to ask Coach. Don't need to ask another coach about running it down somebody's throat. I mean, I suspect, yes, there will probably undoubtedly be some conversation between McVay and LaFleur this week. How much of that will be about the Bucks, I can't say, but I got to think the conversation will come up. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Since that game, Packers are number one against the blitz. They are, but it's, you know, it's the type of blitz and how you're running in what situations. I mean, Bowles is a different creature. Guys, you in that stat that you're referencing, that literally quantifies blitz as anything more than four rushers, five or more, including five. Man, Bowles sends like eight at times. Engage eight, like Madden style. Like, that's not every third down or anything, but he's not afraid to send the house. And, you know, the Packers just could not deal with it at all. They did overload stuff. They did stuff up the gut. They did everything. Pressure from the corners, safeties, what have you. You know, yes, the Packers have been better against the blitz, but not this type of blitz. This is a very different type. Sean Perry, thanks for the super chat. How does Packers attack Tampa Bay press coverage? I think they've got to do a lot of bunch sets. A lot of shallow stuff. You saw that work early in the game. They got away from it for whatever reason, but they got to keep, you know, Devontae clean, MVS clean off the line. I think they can get these guys going horizontally. It's gonna force them to back off. They have to if they use the bunch sets and trail guys underneath. Now that you can only do that so much, but the Packers had a lot of success with that in week one against the Vikings. And I think you probably look for them to continue doing some of that action. Did I see Rob Domofsky's comment on Aaron Jones' contract situation? I did. The Packers had an offer on the table. You know, I saw some people saying, like, why wasn't this a bigger news story? It's like, well, you've known they've been talking. We've known there have been negotiations going on since the combine of last year. You know, so the fact that they had an offer on the table, I didn't find a huge bit of news. But, you know, they did offer a top five per average, you know, year per average salary. The guarantees weren't there, and that's why Jones turned it down. None of that is surprising whatsoever, you know, and that is apparently what predicated the hiring of Drew Rosenhaus. We've got our answer. Aaron Jones wants to get PAID paid, and I keep saying it. I don't see how it happens in Green Bay. Maybe it does. Maybe they end up working something out. But at this moment, I'd be very surprised if Aaron Jones is a Packer next year. Philip, thanks for the super chat. Nick Perry, man, what a super chat. Incredible wit, insight. This has it all. Rodgers has to get the ball out quick. Yes, Robert, 1,000%. Sign Aaron Jones, let go of Kevin King. Dwayne, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Not a fantasy football question. All right, Corey, if you say so. Nags, how many sacks on Brady do we get Sunday? One, and it'll be glorious. I laughed way too hard when I saw a national media guy say the Bucks team's unit are a weakness so the Packers can take advantage of that. Ha ha ha. Has been our return units. Oh, the Bucks. Well, the Bucks have been terrible. For as bad as you guys think these Packers special teams are, and let's face it, yeah, they have been bad. The Bucks are as bad, if not worse. So it'll be the incompetence bowl when it comes to special teams on Sunday. This game is decided by QB pressure. What defense will rise up? Well, we know what the Bucks are going to do. They're going to send the house. They're going to send pressure. The Packers, probably not so much. They're going to be relying on their guys up front. We'll see which one wins. Riley, thank you for the super chat. Almost died laughing watching Rodgers talk about the J.K. Scott play on Pat McAfee yesterday. I was literally laughing out loud. It was so great. The fact that J.K. tossed it to Mason, expecting, hoping Mason would toss it back to him like a give and go so that he could run in the end zone. Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal. I love that Aaron shared that. It was great. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. We really need Mason to be healthy. Eventually, a key field goal might win or lose the game. We are fortunate. It's only happened, I think, once this year. Also, run to daylight. Yeah, Mason being healthy would certainly be a good thing. No question about it. Mason's been so clutch for so long. Almost taken for granted. You try not to, though. I want to see a J.K. Scott TD. We all want to see a J.K. Scott TD. Come on. Dwoxin, thanks for the super sticker. Why does the media always hate on the Packers? Bob, they don't hate on the Packers. You sound like Corey Banky. Yes, sometimes it gets skewed to them talking about other teams a lot. That's not Packers hate. There's plenty of people that like the Packers in the national media. Run the ball. Correct, Alex. We need a liquored up idiot kicker. No, is the last thing we need. News on Dillon. We'll get something later today. Matt LaFleur, when we spoke with him Monday, said they are hopeful that he will be available for the game. Now, we'll see what happens today when they hit the practice field, but we're still kind of in a wait-and-see mode. We'll get our first injury report later today. We'll see how Dillon shapes up on that. Just glad he doesn't kick with his shoulder. That's true, but it's all connected, man. Hip bones connect to the leg bone. Don't forget, everything in the body. Especially, these guys are highly tuned athletes, man. But yes, thankfully he doesn't kick with his shoulder. Nags, do you think LaFleur makes the move to get a new special teams coach this offseason? I doubt it, but you never know. You nervous about King and Sullivan on Godwin and Evans? Nah. What, is being nervous going to help? I'm not nervous. Bring it. Did you ask LaFleur about snacks? I tried, Trevor. I didn't get my third question in, though. Are you drinking all day Super Bowl Sunday? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? What press conferences are today? We get Coach, we get Devontae, we get Rodgers, and we get Corey Linsley. And then I think let me look at my calendar. Hold on. I think we also get two, what do you call those things? Assistant coaches. Stenovich and Outen, I think. Yeah, we get Steno and Outen late in the day. Adams, Rodgers, and Linsley is at like 2 my time. And then LaFleur is like at 1 in the afternoon my time. So you'll see a steady stream of quotes from guys talking football later today. Aaron, doesn't this season just feel different? Yeah, a little bit. Is Antonio Brown going to play? I don't know. We'll see. I know he had an MRI in his knee that checked out negative. We'll see. First injury reports later today. We'll see what the Bucks have to say about it. Do I see Kirksey blitzing this game? Brandy, they've been effective with that these last 2 games. They've done a really good job of solidifying that linebacker rotation. Kirksey playing the will has really helped him, I think. And they've blitzed him a couple times from that position, and he's gotten home. I do think this is a game where you don't want to just throw the kitchen sink at Brady, but I do think you got to throw a bunch of different types of pressures at him. And I do, like I said, they've been successful with it the last couple weeks. I think that will continue, hopefully, on Sunday. Will the Bucs get called for more than 0 penalties this game? Inquiring minds want to know. That was the case the last time around. No penalties against the Buccaneers. Amazing. You can go through a professional football game where there is literally holding on every single play and never get called one time. Amazing. The mind boggles. All right, guys, I got a lot going on today. I'm going to have to cut it short. I'm so sorry for that. But please hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. And just so you all know, I know I told you yesterday, but I'm repeating myself here. No Packer transplants today. We've got Packer transplants live tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, Corey and I will be talking all things green and gold. I hope you can join us. In the meantime, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.